Good morning, everybody. Blessings to everybody.
我们今天要分享的经文呢，是记载在哥林多前书的第十五章三到八节，十七到二十二节，第二章的第二节。
We're going to go over 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 8, 17 to 22, and chapter 2, verses 2.
那我来先念15章的3到8节，这个请 Roddy 弟兄来读英文。哥林多前书15章第3节，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也写给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 8. For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born.
17到22节，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍然在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子，死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 17-22. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are all of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
第二章第二节，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 2. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
我们低头祷告。亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，在复活节的主日，我们教会当中的大大小小都来朝见你。
We thank you for Easter to worship you.
因为基督已经复活了。
Because Jesus has resurrected already.
我们因着基督在十字架上的舍命流血，涂抹了我们一切的罪，使我们可以与你有一个美好的交通。
We look upon the sacrifice of Jesus Christ to be reconciled with you.
我们也因着这美好的救恩，我们重新成为一个有灵的活人。
Thank you for saving us and giving us new life.
我们重新成为你眼中的同人。
That we could be unified with you.
我们向你献上感恩。
We're thankful.
我们求主祝福以下的时间，我们要用你的话来敬拜你。
May we take this time to listen to your word to worship you.
求你恩膏你自己的讲台，赐给我们安静温柔的心来领受你的话语。
Would you calm our hearts to receive your word?
让我们在敬拜当中，我们遇见你。
May we be able to see you through your word.
让你的话语能够光照我们里面的心思和意念。
May your word shine into our lives to expose any darkness.
使我们在敬拜当中，我们的生命得更新。
That we could be closer to you, Lord.
谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求。阿门。感谢主，我们都非常熟悉这一段经文的。我们知道这个耶稣在十字架上说了成了以后呢，没有多久就断气了。
We know when Jesus Christ was on the cross, he momentarily gave up his breath.
在人看来不是成了，而是完了。
In people's eyes, it didn't look like it was completed, but it was the end of all things.
在门徒看来呢，一个救主啊，一个弥赛亚，就这样不明不白的死了，看来是没有任何的指望了。
It looked like to the disciples that their Messiah was dead.
但是再生没有难成的事，神使耶稣又复活了，这是救恩的重要的一步。
But we know nothing is impossible for God, and Jesus Christ was indeed resurrected.
耶稣的确是复活了。
Jesus Christ for sure was resurrected.
所以耶稣基督的死里复活，他是救恩当中非常非常关键的一步。
So to Christ, his death and resurrection is the importance of for
对我, us. 对我们的生命也是非常重要的。
To our life, it is very important.
就像这里的十七节经文，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是枉然，你们仍在罪里。
So just as it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17, if Jesus Christ did not resurrect, then our faith is futile.
当然，这是保罗，这是在说反话。
Of course, this is Paul using rhetoric.
今天我们靠着耶稣基督的所成就的救恩呢，我们可以站立在神的面前，与神和好了。
And of course, because of this, we could stand in front of God and be deemed righteous because of what Jesus did.
所以耶稣基督复活是救恩当中非常重要的基要真理。
So Jesus Christ's death and resurrection is of utmost importance in the truth that we must know.
没有这一步，你和我今天不需要在这里浪费时间了。
If we do not know this, and if Jesus Christ indeed did not resurrect, then we do not need to be here today as Christians.
我们可以回家继续睡觉。
We could stay at home and continue to sleep.
我们该喝咖啡的继续喝咖啡。
We could keep on drinking our coffee.
我们该吃什么就吃什么。
We could eat whatever we want.
我们该享受就享受。
We could just relax and find pleasure.
我们也不需要小孩子这个早早的来预备来敬拜神了。
We don't even need to lead our kids to come to church.
但是正是因为耶稣基督他是死里复活了，我们有了这样一个美好的救恩，所以我们可以坦然无惧来到他的面前。
But we have the truth that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. His death and resurrection gives us purpose to learn more about him.
我们可以面对艰难的挑战，我们可以面对难处，我们再也不害怕了。
We can overcome all obstacles and we no longer need to be afraid.
因为耶稣基督的复活，他连死亡都能够胜过。
Because Jesus Christ overcame death and resurrected.
并且他将这个死里复活的生命是赐给我们每一个信靠他的人，我们还要怕什么呢？
And he gave this to everybody. What should we be afraid about?
所以今天我们要用保罗写的哥林多前书第十五章的经文呢来分享死里复活的生命。
So we'll use Paul's testimony on 1 Corinthians chapter 15 to talk about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们要这个借着这段经文呢，我们要分享以下几点信息。
So let's look at the scripture.
第一个呢是死里复活的见证。
The first one is testimony of the death and resurrection.
第二个呢是死里复活的盼望。
Next, the second one is the hope of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
第三个呢是死里复活生命的特征。
Next is the understanding the characteristic of somebody that understands the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们首先要分享的，耶稣基督他死里复活的，他是一个真实的见证。
So let's look at the truth of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection.
这是一个没有人没有不容人来怀疑的这样一个事情。
This is something that not a lot of people could refute, or maybe a lot of people think they could refute.
是很多人亲眼见证这样一个事实的。
But the reality is, a lot of people saw the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那么其实呢，这个死里复活给我们带来什么样的一个盼望？
So, what kind of hope should we get knowing that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead?
最后呢，我们分享了，我们领受这样一个死里复活的生命以后呢，这个生命它自自然然，它是应该活出什么样的一个特征来？
So the moment we realize that Jesus Christ indeed died and resurrected, how should it affect our lives? How should it impact us in our daily living?
那就好像这个每一样动物都有每一样动物的动物特征。
Just like animals, they have their specific features and characteristics and behaviors.
他们都有特征的，比如说狗喜欢啃骨头。
Just like a dog likes chewing on bones.
猪喜欢在泥里打滚。
Pigs like rolling around in the mud.
这些都是他们生命的特征。
This is their life characteristics, their behaviors.
那么死里复活的特征是什么呢？
Then what is the characteristics of those who understand the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ?
这是我们第三点要分享的。
This is the third point that we would like to reflect on later on.
那么首先呢，我们要分享的死里复活的见证。
Now let's look at the testimony of the death and resurrection of Christ.
我们知道，当耶稣在十字架上说成了以后呢，他不久就断气了。在其他的福音书当中呢，对耶稣基督死里复活这件事情呢，它是有很多详细的描述的。
So in the four Gospels, it describes how Jesus Christ, when he said it is finished, he surely lost his breath.
感谢主啊，这个保罗虽然没有像其他的门徒啊跟随耶稣基督，他有三年半的时间，但是我们从圣经当中看到他是被耶稣基督大光所照。这个在众以及众人面前所看到的这些见证都确定耶稣基督复活是真实的。
So even though Paul is not like the apostles that followed Jesus Christ for 3.5 years, he has his own testimony and understanding, and he was able to construct the gospel of Jesus Christ or the testimony of Jesus Christ through his word.
那我们来看这里的15:5-6的经文。并且显给基法看，然后呢，显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。
So let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 5 through 6.
那换句话说，这个复活以后的耶稣呢，他是显现给他的门徒看的。
It says Jesus first appeared to disciples to let them see.
那么然后呢，他还向其他的信主的这些弟兄们呢显现的。
And then he also continued to let the other disciples see.
那么这些见过耶稣基督复活的弟兄呢，那么当时的时候呢，还是有一部分人是活着的。
So he appeared to those who were still living.
他们是耶稣复活的一些见证人。
So these are the people that transmitted Jesus' testimony of his death and resurrection.
是活生生的见证人。那保罗在这里他讲的不是一件这个虚妄的事情，是一件真实的事情。
So this is a fantasy story, but it is real from real eyewitnesses.
并且很多人可以出来做见证的。
A lot of people could come out and give their personal witness and testimony.
他们看见了耶稣基督的这个死里复活。
They saw Jesus Christ's death and resurrection.
这个复活是可以看得见，可以摸得着的一个见证。
The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is something that you could see, something that you could touch.
在使徒行传当中记载的这个耶稣在向他们显现有40多天的时间。
It says in Acts that it talks about Jesus appearing for 40 days.
那我们要问，耶稣为什么要向人显现呢？
So we need to ask, why did Jesus appear to the people?
他完全了这个在完成了这个复活以后呢，他完全是可以升上天上去的，因为他不需要人的肯定的。他复活就是复活了。
So after his death and resurrection, he doesn't need humanity to validate anything. He could have just went straight to heaven, but he decided to appear and show people.
他完成了救赎工作以后呢，就可以这个离开了。他实在放不下的话，可以交代门徒去做一些事情的。
Jesus could have just told the disciples to preach only and not have to appear so much.
我们来看这里的第四节经文，他说又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
So it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 4 that on the third day he will resurrect.
这是为要应验神所说的话。
This is to follow the words of the Bible, the scriptures.
为要应验神所说的话是那样的可靠。
To fulfill the word of God.
彼得在五旬节以后呢，他用旧约圣经的这个诗篇的第16篇第十节告诉当时的犹太人。
So Peter talked to the people, the Jewish people, in chapter 16, verse 10.
耶稣基督的复活呢，是照着神所应许的。
That Jesus's resurrection is something that was prophesied about.
他说，因为你们因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
And it's because you don't use the Spirit of God to discern these things, that you do not understand these things.
大卫的诗篇指出耶稣基督死里复活的。
But even David talked about how Jesus Christ will resurrect.
大卫的诗篇要比耶稣基督呢要早1000年就预言了耶稣基督死里复活的。
David's Psalms predates Jesus Christ's death and resurrection 1,000 years.
耶稣基督照着神的应许呢，他复活了。
So Jesus followed the prophecy of the scriptures and indeed resurrected.
那么圣经告诉我们，这些犹太人听了这个彼得所引用大卫1000年前的预言以后呢，他们听了扎心了。
So when they heard this message from 1,000 years ago, you know, it pierced the people's hearts that are listening to Peter's testimony in Acts.
因为他们听懂了。
Because they truly understood.
他们自己虽然熟悉圣经，但是却把神的儿子呢是钉死在十字架上，神让弥赛亚复活了。
So even though they knew the word, they still put Christ on the cross, and because of that, he was then able to be resurrected.
当他们听完彼得的讲道，圣经告诉我们说，犹太人有3000人悔改接受耶稣基督了。
So after listening to Peter's testimony, it says in Acts that 3,000 people accepted Christ that day.
弟兄姐妹，这里是要特别给我们一个提醒，我们所有的人一个提醒。
This should be a reminder to all of us, this story.
我们也是把耶稣基督钉在十字架上的凶手。
We also put Christ on the cross.
因为耶稣为我们的罪是死在十字架上的。
Because of our sins, Jesus Christ died for us.
所以我们不要仅仅这个以为这个那是犹太公会的人，或者是罗马兵丁干的事情。
So we shouldn't just blame the Jewish or the Roman people doing this to Jesus Christ.
我们在钉死耶稣基督十字架上，我们是人人有份的。
We all took part of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天来来过复活节，不是来参加这个一个宗教的仪式。
So we're not just participating in an Easter service.
而是真心在神面前悔改，来仰望他，来跟随他的。
But we're here to reflect and understand just exactly what we've done to Jesus Christ and repent of our sins.
所以耶稣的死里复活这件事情是千真万确的。是是经得起考究的，是可以见证的。
So we could use Jesus Christ's testimony as something that we could look to.
耶稣基督的死里复活给我们带来救恩了。
That Jesus Christ's death and resurrection saved us.
这要见证父神所赐给我们人的应许是没有一样是落空的。
That anything else is futile if we don't believe.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们的神是信实的，他的话是安定在天，是永不改变的。
And we could hold true to this because the promises of God will never fail. God will never change.
我们今天知道耶稣基督复活了。
We know today that Jesus Christ resurrected.
在当时有很多人不信的。
At that time, a lot of people don't believe.
很多人是看见了以后才信的。
A lot of people have to see first in order to believe.
我们记得耶稣复活的这个身体曾经在门徒垂头丧气的时候出现在他们当中的。
We have to understand that Jesus Christ appeared in front of the disciples.
对他们说愿你们平安。
Say, brothers, be at peace.
虽然门徒告诉多马我们已经看见了耶稣了，但是多马还是不相信呢。
So even though the disciples saw Jesus and people were spreading the rumors about Jesus Christ's resurrection,Disciple Thomas still didn't believe.
他说他要看见才信。
He says, I must see Jesus.
那耶稣也让他如愿以偿了。
And Jesus appeared to him and did let him see.
不但当时跟随耶稣的人不相信，更何况犹太人对复活这件事情本身是非常不确定的。
So even the disciples who were close to Jesus did not believe. How much more than the Jews did not believe in this?
特别是圣经告诉我们，犹太人当中的撒都该人，他是根本不相信复活这件事情的。
And in the past, the Sadducees never even believed in the resurrection in the first place.
如果他们知道这个奥秘的话，我想他们不会把耶稣钉在十字架上去的。
If they knew about this mystery of the scriptures, then they would have never put Jesus Christ on the cross.
但是四福音的记载和保罗所看见的见证都证明耶稣是复活了。
But, you know, Paul talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为他的复活对我们来今天来说实在是太重要了。
And he talks about just how important this resurrection is to us.
因为他的复活，我们这些接受耶稣基督的人，我们都得了这个死里复活的生命。
It's because of Jesus' death and resurrection that it points to our future of our eventual resurrection in Christ.
我们来看20节的经文。 但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. Give me one moment, let me read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. 15, verse 20. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
保罗用睡了来表示死亡这个意思。
Paul uses sleep to describe this death.
那原本的希腊文呢，死亡呢，它有好几种表达方法。
So there's a lot of different descriptions of death that Paul uses.
这个睡了和死亡呢，是它是同一个字。
This sleep and death is the same word in the Bible.
那复活的意思就是说，人的身体经过这个死亡，就好像我们平时睡觉一样。当我们起来以后呢，我们整个人的身体是经过充分的休息，又可以开始新的一天了。这就是死里复活的比喻。
So Paul says, in death, you know, it is like that we're sleeping.
耶稣他是第一个死里复活的果子。
Jesus is the first fruit resurrection.
所有信靠他的人都会有死里复活的果子的产生。
All those who believe in Jesus Christ will also experience this fruit resurrection.
我们都有了这个救恩的把握和盼望。
We all have and can live in this hope.
所以我们今天我们同样有了这个死里复活的生命。
So we can have security and knowing that we'll have this resurrection life.
那圣经告诉我们，那些妇女呢，在七日头一日呢，去膏耶稣的身体，结果呢，坟墓里面没有耶稣的尸体。
So we know that the women were going to go bless Jesus' body, but they could not find the body.
那有人常常用所谓的其他的宗教呢，来比较神赐给耶稣的死里复活的这样一件事情。
So many people talk about this thing about Jesus, how his body was not there.
那佛教徒呢，看见他们的舍利子呢，在那里高兴。
So a lot of people talk about Buddha.
他们为了看见他们所谓崇拜的这个神呢，有一点点的遗骨呢，而在那里高兴。
Sorry, I don't know how to translate that.
So, okay. 他们要崇拜他们的这个遗骨。
So in Buddhism, they see these remains as something that's a religious artifact that they worship.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
可是他们没有看见这个释迦牟尼这个本人的复活。
But they never seen the resurrection of Siddhartha.
他死了就是死了。
When he died, he really did die.
那留下一点遗骨呢？这只能证明这个释迦牟尼他是一个死人。
So when they worship these relics, these bones, you know, they then prove that Buddha did die.
我们要问：能够死的能够会是神吗
？So we need to ask those who do die, can they really be God?
神难道可以死的吗
？Can God really die?
穆罕默德也是一样，他死了就是死了。
The Prophet Muhammad in Islam is the same. You know, when he died, he really did die.
释迦牟尼和穆罕默德的他们没有复活，他们都躺在坟墓里面了。
Buddha and Muhammad, you know, they're still laying in the tomb today.
他们只是和平常人一样死了，就是死了。
And they're just like any other people. You know, when they die, they die.
两个人无论是释迦牟尼还是这个穆罕默德，他们都是人。
They're both people.
他们的坟墓里面实实在在是他们的尸体。
And their body is still there in the tomb.
然而我们信的是耶稣，他是神，他是神的儿子，他的坟墓是完完全全空的。
And because Jesus is the Son of God, his tomb is empty.
因为他是死里复活的，这就是我们和所谓其他的宗教最大的一个区别。
So the difference between what we believe in is that Jesus Christ has indeed resurrected. This is the primary difference.
世界上有多少人想推翻耶稣基督复活这件事情？可是找来找去，他最后只能证明耶稣是复活了。
A lot of people try to discredit the resurrection, but at the end, you can only prove that the resurrection did indeed happen.
世界上有多少人死了
？In the world, how many people died?
历史历代的人多多少少人死了，从来没有人回来过。
And from the statistics, nobody's ever came back from the dead.
只有耶稣。
Only Jesus Christ.
也就是耶稣基督，他是百分之百的神，百分之百人。
Jesus is 100% man, 100% God.
他死了，他又回来了。
He died and he came back.
他活了，他没有死。
He lived, he never died.
他现在正在天父的右边，在替你和我祷告。
He's right now on the right hand of God, praying for us.
这里二十节的经文说，这个耶稣的死里复活，他是一个初熟的果子。
So going back to verse 20, he is the first fruit resurrection.
是第一个，我们是跟着耶稣后面的一个果子。
So Jesus is first, and we will come after.
这个意思就是说，这件复活的事情也必定发生在我们的身上。
So this resurrection is going to happen to our bodies as well.
耶稣的死里复活是神的大能。
Jesus' resurrection is the power of God.
今天如果你是基督徒的话，你应该要欢喜快乐。
If you are a Christian, you can celebrate, you can have hope.
因为神已经将这个死里复活的生命借着基督已经赐给了我们。
Because through Jesus Christ's sacrifice, the same power that lives and resurrected Jesus Christ has been given to us.
神已经将死里复活的大能充满了我们。
He has blessed us with the resurrection power.
即使我们有一天我们离开了这个世界，他也必照着他永不改变的应许，叫你和我要复活的。
So even though one day we may leave this earth, you know, we could have hope that Jesus or God's word will never change and that we will resurrect.
并且还要赐给我们一个永不朽坏的身体。
That he'll give us a perfect body.
我们再也不需要担心我们的身体了。
We don't need to worry about our body.
我们的身体再也不需要涂什么化妆品在皮肤上面了。
We don't need to use makeup.
因为我们那个时候我们没有皱纹的。
Because that time we don't have any wrinkles or...blemishes.
我们也再不需要这个染发了。
We don't even need to dye our hair.
因为我们的头发非常的丰满漂亮。
Because our hair is very full and pretty bold color.
第二个我们要分享的死里复活的盼望。
So let's go to our second point, the hope of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
为什么保罗把这个耶稣的死里耶稣基督的死里复活看得那么重要？
Why did Paul focus so much on Jesus Christ's death and resurrection?
那么第一呢，他是除掉了我们的罪，使我们与神和好了。
He has eliminated our sin and made us right with God.
因为十七节经文相当清楚，他说：“基督若没有复活，你们的信便是枉然，你们仍然在罪里面。”
So, 1 Corinthians 15:17, it says, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins."
那第二呢？我们因为接受耶稣基督，我们也会从死里面复活的。
And because we are in Christ, we will through Christ be resurrected.
那么前面二十节的经文已经讲了非常清楚，这个耶稣基督他是一个碎了之人的初熟的果子。
But in verse 20 it says, "But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep."
这个复活的生命也会像耶稣复活的生命一样。
We will be like Christ, the same resurrection we will experience.
没有任何捆绑。
We won't have any obstacles or burdens or anything holding us back.
没有时间和空间的一个阻挡。
Nothing will hold us back. Nothing will.
我们从圣经当中看到，耶稣复活以后，他进到门徒的聚集的地方，门徒并没有为他来开门的。
So this is shown where Jesus, when he appeared in disciples, the disciples didn't open the door for him.
耶稣直接进到他们当中去了。
Jesus directly appeared in front of them.
就好比说我们现在的聚会，耶稣直接从没有敲门就直接到我们当中来了。
Yeah, so just imagine Jesus Christ not even opening the doors and just appearing in front of us.
复活的身体，它已经没有时空的限制了。
So the resurrection body, the perfect body, has no natural physical limitations on it.
那哥林多前书第十五章结尾的时候还告诉我们，我们是这复活的身体，它是不朽坏的一个身体。
So in 1 Corinthians 15:19 it says,If only for this life we have fallen asleep in Christ,
但是呢,
if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. Is that the right verse?
但是我们看到保罗在这里除了这里讲了这两点重要的信息以外，还从另外一个角度提醒哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹。
Paul uses another perspective on to give advice to the disciples.
耶稣基督的救恩，你们要看清楚。
Jesus Christ's sacrifice, you need to clearly look at it.
这个死里复活的救恩给你的盼望不是在地上让你追求世俗世的那种盼望。
The hope that comes from the resurrection of Jesus Christ shouldn't point you to the worldly hope, but in heavenly hope.
保罗在这里怎么说的呢？
How does Paul say this?
他在十九节说， 我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
So going back to verse 19, it says, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied.
我们看到保罗属灵的眼睛看出当时哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹虽然说、这个、得了这个救恩，但是这个救恩所带来的盼望是放在属地的一个追求上面了。
So we shouldn't see this in a worldly perspective, a humanly perspective.
当时哥林多这个城市呢是非常发达的一个经济非常发达的一个城市。
So during this time, the Corinthian church was a very financially stable and prosperous、area.
保罗看出哥林多教会的信徒，他们在认识神的救恩当中、那他们出现了偏差。
So Paul was able to see that their view of Christ、is a little bit、leaning to the left.
他们把这个死里复活的盼望呢，是放在追求属地的一个物质的盼望上面了。
They understood the resurrection of Jesus Christ in a worldly way.
就好比说你信了耶稣以后，生命没有改变、不觉得这个、救恩给你带来属天的一个盼望。
So they didn't have any、change, any inwardly change, and they didn't truly have hope in Jesus Christ's resurrection.
他们把这个救恩的盼望放在这个地上的好处上面。
They put the resurrection of Jesus Christ and they were overshadowed by the worldly desires.
弟兄姐妹，两千年前神借着保罗提醒哥林多教会的人，不要把这个死里复活的盼望变成一个非常小的一个格局。
So 2,000 years ago, God used Paul to remind us that we shouldn't look at the resurrection and death of Jesus Christ as a very little thing.
只是在追求地上暂时的好处。
That we shouldn't just chase the goods that this world could provide.
他们依然追求地上的好，看得见的好处，而忘了神要赐给他们其实是更多的永远的一个生命。
They search for the goods of this world, but missed out on truly understanding their internal inheritance.
弟兄姐妹，我想做一个对比，我们就清楚了。
I would like to do a comparison.
我们来看圣经当中的、两个复活。
We're going to look at two types of resurrections in the Bible.
一个是耶稣的复活，一个是拉撒路的复活。
One is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and one is the resurrection of Lazarus.
当耶稣复活的时候呢，坟墓是空的，对不对？这个约翰福音他是这样描述这个耶稣复活的坟墓啊。
In the Gospel of John says when Jesus Christ resurrected, his tomb was empty.
约翰福音二十章第六节，西门彼得随后也到了。进坟墓去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一起，是在另一处卷着。
So in John chapter 20 verses 67, it says that when they entered the tomb, they saw that the linens are still there, neatly folded on the side.
那换句话说，复活以后的耶稣，他身上没有任何的细麻布捆绑的。
So these linens did not still bond.Jesus' body.
而我们再看一下拉撒路的复活。
Now let's look at Lazarus' story.
拉撒路是死了四天以后，耶稣赶到那里，对着坟墓中的死人拉撒路说：“这个你出来。
”So Jesus, after 4 days of Lazarus' death, Jesus went over there and told Lazarus to come out.
那圣经是这样说的。
So Gospel says this.
那死人就出来了，手里裹着布，脸上包着毛巾。
So Lazarus came out, bonded in the linens covering his face.
弟兄姐妹，你注意到了没有？
Do you see what's happening?
当耶稣复活的时候，耶稣身上是没有任何的捆绑的。
During Jesus Christ's resurrection, there was no bondage. There was no linens on him.
这是一个属天的复活。
This is a heavenly resurrection.
而拉撒路复活的时候，同样是复活，他的身上布满了各样的缠绕。
So even though Lazarus did resurrect, he was still held bondage by the linens.
我不知道你看见了什么。
I'm not sure if you see anything here.
你说这个区别有这么稀奇吗？
Is this difference so important?
一个是没有布所缠绕，一个是有布缠绕，表示什么意思呢？
One didn't have linens covering, the other one has linens covering. What does that mean?
弟兄姐妹，让我来告诉你两个不同的死里复活。
Let me describe to you these two different resurrections.
对于很多人来说，他们的死里复活是没有区别的。
To a lot of people, these resurrections have no difference.
但是我告诉你，这个区别实在是非常非常的大。
But let me tell you, the difference is very, very big.
耶稣的复活，他是没有任何捆绑的，那是一个完全完全的一个复活。
Jesus' resurrection has no bondage. This is a perfect resurrection.
是再没有死亡的捆绑的瑕疵的这样一个复活。
There's no more death that will come. This is a resurrection that is indeed finished.
也没有世界的诱惑，是一个完全称义的一个复活。
This is a perfect resurrection.
而拉撒路的复活，它是一个属地的复活。
But Lazarus' resurrection is of the world.
他还是会死去的。
He will still die.
他复活的时候呢，他的身体被各样的东西所捆绑着，使他不能动弹。
Even though he was resurrected, he was still bonded by the bandages and could not move.
这是一个属地的复活。
This is a resurrection that is bound by the world.
他还要死去，他复活以后还是被很多罪所捆绑的，被救生命所捆绑的。
Even though he was resurrected, he was still battle with sin.
他还是会受撒旦的诱惑去做神所不喜悦的事情的。
He will still be attacked by the devil, and his flesh will do things that is not good in the eyes of God.
这个生命还是会犯罪，去犯难以启齿的这些罪的。
This will still be a life of sin.
弟兄姐妹，我想我讲的意思，你应该是大概听得懂了。
I hope what I said is something that you guys can understand.
虽然哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹都认为自己是个基督徒，
Even though the Corinthian church thought they were Christians,
都是认为自己已经得了死里复活的这样一个救恩的。
They think they have already received the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
可是他们的生命仍然是属地物质名利的追求的捆绑。
But their life still shows bondage.
他们并没有真正认识神的救恩。
They have not fully understood and submitted to the salvation of Jesus Christ.
或许在他们头脑当中，在知识的层面，他们知道耶稣基督死里复活这个救恩的。
In the back of their mind, you know, they do understand that Jesus Christ died and resurrected.
但是在他们的实际的生命当中，在工作和侍奉当中，却追求的是属地暂时的好处。
But still, even though they understand this, their life still shows that they're of this world.
好像拉撒路复活以后呢，被今生的很多势力所捆绑。
It's almost like as Christians, they understand this truth, but they're just like Lazarus, who's still bonded by the linens.
拉撒路的复活还是死去了，
and
那是短暂的，而耶稣的复活是永恒的。
Just like Lazarus, you know, he will eventually still die, but Jesus' resurrection, you know, he will forever live.
所以神明明是要赐给我们的是耶稣基督的死里复活，而拉撒路的和拉撒路的死里复活是完全是不一样的。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ is different from Lazarus' resurrection. This is something that God wants to give us, Jesus' resurrection power.
然而实际生活当中，哥林多教会的人，可能活出的更多的是拉撒路的复活，而不是一个完全的一个复活。
So the Corinthian church were living out Lazarus' resurrection, not necessarily Jesus Christ's resurrection.
保罗在这里十九节经文他说，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人怎么样更可怜。
Yeah, so people with this mindset, you know, are more, their faith is to be pitied, more futile.
那也是在提醒我们，神要赐给我们的这个盼望是属天的，好的无比的盼望，不是地上的。
So Paul wants to remind us that our hope is to be, this heavenly resurrection.
拉撒路确实是复活了，但是他的肉身又死了。而基督的复活是永远的复活的。
So Lazarus did indeed die and was resurrected, but then Jesus' resurrection is he's fully resurrected and he will not face death or sin.
我们看到世界上很多教主都死了，只有耶稣是复活的。
We see that a lot of other religions, people did indeed die, but what we believe in, Jesus Christ did indeed resurrect.
他的坟墓是空的。
His tomb is empty.
耶稣基督可以行驶在死亡的道路上，逆行驶在死亡道路上的。
How do you translate that? All right, Janet, come up here real quick. Jesus is working the opposite direction. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
他是人类中唯一一个可以从死亡当中回过来的。
He is the only one that we could put our hope in that could come back from the dead.
我们知道我们活的，我们所领受的不是今生而已。我们所领受的是复活的生命，不是今生而今生的。
今生的是什么意思？
This life.
This life. Okay. Sorry about that, guys.
我们的存款后面多一个零，多两个零又怎么样呢？
So, if we have extra life, what does that even mean?
啊。So all money in.
money. Oh, so if we have deposits. All the money in the world, what does it even mean?
So.
Extra zeros in your savings don't mean anything. Please send your checks to me.
okay.
Thank you for bearing with me, guys. Everybody been understanding the English side so far? You guys follow along with the English side? All right.If you guys see any problems, you guys have a gift of translating, and please take my spot next week.
So,
all right. Any complaints, you have a gift to do this too.
thank you.
Yeah.
那不是真正的一个盼望。
Yeah, the money is not real hope for us.
我们知道我们活着不是为了今生而已，而是为了永恒的一个盼望。
We're not meant to put our hope in these things, but to put our hope in God.
第三个我们要分享的是死里复活生命的特征。
So finally, let's look at the characteristic of those who truly understand the death and resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
我们要问怎么样才知道你是真正认识神的救恩的呢？
How do we know you really understand Jesus Christ's death and resurrection and his salvation?
那最简单办法就是你看你有没有这个生命的特征。
So the easiest way is to see if there's any life transformation.
这个生命的特征它不是刻意去做出来的。
This isn't something that you could do, but this characteristic change is something that's just going to happen.
是应该有了这个生命以后，它是自生命自然的一个表达，非常自然的表达。
Once you understand this, it will naturally come out. The characteristic will naturally show.
就像这个约翰福音当这个福音当中的第四章啊，有一个撒玛利亚妇人，当她信主了以后怎么样？她在城里去传福音了。
So just like the story, the Samaritan woman at the well, after listening to Jesus Christ and receiving the living water, she went back to her city and evangelized.
圣经告诉我们，那是很多人都信主了。
And through her actions, a lot of people came to Christ.
所以不是这个撒玛利亚人非常了不起。
It's not like the Samaritan woman was amazing.
是一个重生得救的基督徒，他自然生命的一个流露。
But because of her understanding of the power of resurrection Jesus Christ, that she was able to showcase this.
主借着保罗他说这样的话，他说：“因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。”
This is the mindset. For I resolved, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
那这一节经文有两层意思。
So this verse has two meanings.
那第一层呢，就是保罗在余下的人生当中呢，他是要侍奉神，要传福音为人生的目标。
So Paul, his first point is his life is about spreading the good news of Christ.
我们知道原来保罗是他是迫害基督徒的，要把人把基督徒要抓进监牢里面的。
We know in Paul's life previously, you know, he captured Christians and put them in prison.
在去大马士革的路上被神光照。他这个降服在神的面前，成为基督的一个使者，并在各地呢建立教会。
And while he was walking down the road, God intervened in his life, and he went blind. And eventually, God utilized him to be a great apostle for the church.
保罗是一个认识神的救恩非常清楚的一个人。
He is through his life and through his understanding, he is somebody that truly understands the power of Jesus Christ and his resurrection.
他领受了这个救恩呢，他并没有停留，仅仅在。停留在得救上面。
After being saved, he didn't just remain in this idea of being saved.
他活出这样一个生命，他看到这个救恩背后的一个托付，他看清楚托付后面他是有赏赐的。
You know, he didn't just want to be saved. He saw the road that is to be walked, and he was able to walk down that road for Christ.
我们要问，这个救恩赐给我们的生命，既然是好的无比的生命。那为什么我们不赶快去这个到天堂与神同在呢
？So we should ask this: if you know If our faith is already a guarantee for us to go to heaven, why don't we just go to heaven right away? Why do we need to stay here?
我们仍然在这里还要受这个那个魔鬼的一个诱惑，我们还要犯罪啊，我们还要做属灵的征战啊，有的时候我们还有血气，我们常常也还会得罪神，得罪人。
Why do we have to suffer the persecutions of the devil? Why do we need to face the flesh? Why do we need to go through any of this and continue a life of sin?
保罗给出了一个答案。
Paul gave an answer.
他说：“我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。然而我在肉身活着，也为你们更是要紧的。”
So let me turn to Philippians chapter 1, verse 23-24. Philippians chapter 1, 23-24. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
换句话说，神存留我们在地上的目的是要侍奉神，来传福音的。
So Jesus' purpose in our life is to spread the good news.
神让我们领受了这个救恩，并没有马上让我们去添加，是为了让我们在地上的时候和他同工去做传福音的工作的。
So even though God let us know the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, He didn't just want us to be saved and go to heaven, but to stay within this earth, to co-work with Him, to spread the good news and bring many brothers and sisters into the body of Christ.
这并不是要我们每一个人去做宣教士，做全职传道人。
This doesn't mean that everybody needs to be missionaries or evangelists.
而是神在赐给我们各样的环境当中，我们去传福音。因为这是一个死里复活的生命，自然的一个流露出来的。
But through our life, our testimony, people will be able to naturally see the characteristic of the resurrection power in us that we understand.
第二，保罗的意思也是非常清楚。保罗在领人归主的时候，他传讲的是耶稣基督的十字架的救恩，他不讲世界其他的学问的。
So the second point is Paul doesn't try to use any other human wisdom, but he just simply preaches Christ crucified.
有人以为传福音要用什么高言大志，不是的。保罗告诉我们，他只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So a lot of people think you need to use human wisdom, you know, use your own understanding, but Paul simply just preaches the good news that Christ was crucified.
我们看到保罗每一次到外邦以后呢，他总是进犹太会堂和他们讲解旧约圣经。
We see Paul going to all these high courts to preach the gospel.
因为旧约圣经他有耶稣基督他钉十字架的这些预言。
He utilizes the Old Testament. You could see that there it talks about Jesus Christ's death and resurrection.
而且耶稣呢都实现了。
Jesus appears in all these Old Testament texts.
保罗是一个非常有知识的这样一个人。
Paul has a lot of wisdom.
但是他没有用这些所谓的知识来传。
But he did not use his human wisdom to spread the good news.
他就简简单单的传讲十字架的信息。
He simply uses the word to spread the testimony of Jesus Christ.
因为圣经告诉我们，福音本是神的大能。
Because the gospel is God's power.
葛佩里曾经有这样的一个经历。
Billy Graham, okay, last page. Who? Okay. Everybody knows Billy Graham? All right, cool.
那有一次呢，他是被英国伦敦剑英国剑桥这个伦敦的剑桥大学呢，世界顶级的学府呢，去来传讲这个福音。
So he was invited to a college in London, supposedly a lot of smart people. Cambridge, University of Cambridge, yes, a lot of smart people.
那么下面都有很多科学家、学者、博士都是有头有脸的绅士。他一共呢传讲了三天的信息。
A lot of scientists, a lot of PhD students, and he was there speaking for 3 days.
当他第一次传讲的时候呢，由于下面都是有学问的人有地位的人他就特地穿了一件在神学院被案例穿的那个博士袍。
So when the first day, you know, in front of him, there's all these people with high accolades. So he himself wore a sash to be the part. to look like them.
好像这个他和他们这个在座的听众呢，差不多身份差不多的。
He's trying to match their level.
那么他在讲道的时候呢，用很多科学的知识的道理来讲。
He is then using logic and a lot of metrics through science to try to explain the gospel.
但是呢，没有想到第一次传讲以后非常失败，这个果效也非常差。
But utilizing this strategy method, he found out that it was a great failure the first day.
他灵里面是非常压抑、非常痛苦的。他来到神的面前，立刻认罪悔改。
He felt conflicted and he was he repented of his actions.
那么第二次的时候呢，他就穿平时穿的西装。
So on the second day, he just wore normal attire.
那然后呢，他就开始来传讲耶稣基督并他钉十字架的道理。
And he simply preached Christ crucified, nailed on the cross.
最浅显的真理，结果圣灵大大做工，很多人认罪悔改，归向基督。
Using the simple words of the gospel, you know, God's power was able to be shown.
这里告诉我们，能力是在神的话语当中的，弟兄姐妹。
So this shows that the power of God is through His word.
能力不在人的知识上面。
Power does not come from human wisdom.
能力不在世界的学说上面的。
Power does not come from the human understanding and logic.
人的话，世界的话，越讲越虚空。
If you keep using human wisdom, it's going to continue to be futile and empty.
圣经就是神的话。
The gospel, the scriptures, is God's word.
用属灵的话解释属灵的事情。
Use the words of the Spirit to counteract the spiritual things of this world.
弟兄姐妹，基督复活，它是一件事实。
Everybody, I just want to let you know that Jesus Christ was indeed resurrected, and this is
prominent
truth.
他的复活不在我们理解，不在我们的理智，乃在乎神的大能。
His resurrection is not something we may completely understand, but this is the power of God that is told.
因为神自己说，福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
Because the gospel is God's power, and it is something that we can use as our testimony.
我们基督祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，在基督复活的主日，你把这段经文摆在了我们面前。基督复活是那样的真实和可靠，并且主耶稣现在正在父神的右边来为我们祷告。我们求主帮助我们定睛在基督属天的复活，让我们不再被这个地上暂时的得失所捆绑，因为你已经将最好的赐给了我们。求主让我们在今后的岁月当中，我们被你的爱所激励，能够活出死里复活的这样的一个生命，让你的名在教会内外被高举。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Amen.